Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow. Stories that we're getting now are off the charts. Marxist, communist ideologues trying to enslave us. And this is not hyperbole. It's just the way it is. I wished it wasn't this way. I can remember a time when I was a kid, there were real issues to debate. And you knew where candidates stood on most issues. Today, the Democrats have one issue. Hand America over to the globalists, and that's not even debatable. We'll get into why that's true. To impoverish you, enslave you, and depopulate you. And you go, oh, sounds like conspiracy theory from the 90s. Care what you call it. The trail is omnipresent. We're going to get into that here. We're going to talk about why I have this dichotomy here. Okay, with this person named Anne Applebaum. We will talk about who she is and how she's symbolic of the party. So I'm not going to talk about Kamala here. I'm going to talk about the minions of the Democratic Party who are dangerous, who fall into line with the things I just said. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. The banks are shuttering right now. They're moving to gold as fast as they can because before CBDC could be implemented, many of them are going to fail, and they know it. And you should be worried because with the last bank failure, the depositors were only able to access half of their funds. I warned you this was coming. The FDIC has 0.7% of all funds on hand to cover deposits. It's a no-win situation for the American person, and the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says you've been declared to be an unsecured creditor, totally unconstitutional, but they've made it legal. That means they can steal your money, like the half that they're stealing in this latest bank. What are you going to do about it? Well, what you can do, you can pull your retirement out because you don't want to start over. You can't start over, not in this economy. And then you own your retirement, and you back it up with a precious metal, gold or silver. See, that's appreciating. What's the dollar doing? Depreciating. That's why the banks are going bust. So save your retirement. Noble Gold can do that for you. Can apply similar strategies to your bank account. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that there are no guarantees, and we agree and give that warning in good spirit, and that's across the board. What we should be telling you is that putting in your money in your bank, all your eggs in one basket, that's the most foolish thing you could do. Giving you a way out, giving you a way to survive the collapse if and when it comes. And I think now it's a matter of when, and CBDC will be waiting in the wings. You want to be outside the system as much as you can be because they will control what you say, maybe even what you think, where you live, where you work, what your standard of living is. I'm giving you an option here before it's too late. Now, by the way, I have to give that warning about Noble Gold and all other kinds of investments. But I'll say this. I've been a paid advertiser for 8 years, but I've been a customer many times over for 7 years. That's right. So what do you do? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll rush you out an information packet, gives you a little more detail. It's in layman's terms. It's short, easy to read. And what we'll do at that point then is you'll have a number to call Noble Gold. And by the way, be prepared to close your own deal. Yeah, they're not pushy at all. They'll facilitate. They'll answer anything that you want to know. I want to think about it. Okay. I'm warning you, though. I wouldn't think about it too long, because critical mass is coming, and it usually happens on a Friday. Is it Friday yet? All right. Anne Applebaum. And listen, I'm not slandering her. I'm showing you that this woman who is a notable in globalist circles, has an attitude that's common to these people with this administration that's ruling over you. And the hypocrisy of this person is just dripping off the page. I said I wasn't going to mention Kamala, but I just want to give one example before I launch into this because it's a long line of Hippocratic moments here. Here we go. Here we go. Kamala has said, strengthen the border. I'll walk the border with David Hathaway, blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right. All right. I'll finish the wall. Well, Donald Trump was building the wall. Oh, it doesn't matter. He wasn't doing it right and didn't do enough. He only did 50 feet. I actually heard her say that in an interview. Okay, no, she took the supplies that were there to build more of the wall and she sold them for scrap. And now she says she's going to build the wall. That's a lie. And then she turns around and tells Telemundo, I'm for amnesty. Okay, there's your hypocrisy. This woman is much more intelligent than Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, I don't know how she got to where she is. Seriously. Seriously. And she got admitted to law school, not based on her merits. I found this out. She fell into some kind of disability category that we can't define, but we do know she was given special exemption and exception, and that's how she got in. How she got through? Well, reason why they call her Horizontal Harris. Okay, who's Anne Applebaum? She writes for The Atlantic. The Atlantic is a lying piece of rag that has been lying to you for almost 45 years that I know of. When I read Trilaterals Over Washington by my friend, when I read that, the late great Anthony Sutton was an author, Patrick Wood, my friend, was an author. And I looked at that book and I said, my gosh, this Trilateral Commission is just about running America. And this is illegal and unconstitutional what they're doing. And it was a Rockefeller-based organization with Zbigniew Brzezinski as the brainchild. And I was really upset when I read the book. So at that time, we didn't have the internet. And so I was just a young guy. And I went to the library. I actually learned how to use the library. That's a lost art in today's education. So I went to the library and I looked up Trilateral Commission. There was one article in 1980. One. I was, wow. And they said it was a conspiracy theory. Today, people like Hillary Clinton will give a public address with the Trilateral Commission monologue in the back. It's amazing. It's amazing. So, Anne Applebaum is one of them. Propagandist writer for a propagandist publication. And you can see on the left there, this is the title of article that she wrote with a subtitle. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. The former president has brought dehumanizing language into the American politics. Yeah. Now, what he has said, and I'll answer this two ways, and then we'll show you the hypocrisy. He has said, you're a rapist, you're a murderer, you commit aggravated assault, you do carjacking, you do armed robbery. Bye-bye. Pack your bags because you're leaving. Excuse me. First of all, these people are breaking our laws by being here. That's number one. This woman is an intellectual accomplice after the fact. And to say that we're going to deport these people, and it's actually the reasonable thing to do, they get to maintain their freedom. Where if I would do the crimes they're doing, I would be facing the death penalty to long prison sentence. Okay, so it's really the humane thing to do. But also, too, don't Americans deserve to be protected? She doesn't think so. And if you talk about deporting these people as opposed to locking them up, you are Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. And by the way, Donald Trump has already been president for 4 years. Did you see anything like this? Did you see Hitler behavior from Trump? No, he gave blacks, women, and Hispanics the biggest wage increases in their history. the lowest unemployment in their history. Okay, and he's not singling out a racial group to deport because we have 181 nations of immigrants here in our country. So it's a silly argument, but she calls him a racist and so forth and so on. All right, so that's the article. Okay, you can see here above my left shoulder that she's getting an award. Oh, look at one globalist embracing another. And she looks down on it and says, oh, thank you. Yeah, these globalists who want to take away your constitution, take away your rights, impoverish you and put you in CBDC and 15-minute cities, their words, not mine, they just give each other awards. Let me tell you what she called for in her acceptance speech. She said, and I quote, thank you for the award for peace. We need to help Ukraine maintain their peace by sending them weapons of war. You know what that's like? That's like having sex to preserve virginity. Notice how I cleaned that old saying up. This is a family show. It's exactly what it reminds me of. These people are insane. You know, I was on John B. Wells' show last night, Caravan to Midnight. Yes, and I'm fortunate. I get to go on there a lot, and I think it's one of the very best shows, not just in America, but the world. And I'm so honored to go on there. And John's a friend. Brendy, his wife, and I are friends. I love these people, and they care about you. They truly care about American people. They care about the kids because they're afraid of what's happening. And, you know, John said something to me I thought was really telling. He said, Dave, aren't these guys nuts? You've been a therapist. I said, what's your assessment of them? And I said, a lot of it's greed and power. But I said, you see antisocial personality disorder in large amounts. And that's the old psychopath, sociopath combined into one. And I see you see extreme narcissism. Total lack of empathy. You know, the lying that we see with a straight face and no empathy for the plight of Americans because of their decision making. That's part of the antisocial part that basically says, I don't have the empathy in me to relate to average people. That's Kamala Harris to a tilt. That's exactly who she is. That's who this person is. They operate in their own reality. Kamala Harris, for example, has never been in the private sector. She's never had to set the alarm and get up and go to work. And don't believe the McDonald's bullshit. My first manager at McDonald's who ran the store, his name was Buzz Peterson. He was a senior master sergeant retired from the Air Force. And he'd work your butt off. But if you worked, he loved you. If you didn't work, he got rid of you. This is at a time when it was hard to get a job, too. And then there was a guy named Sean who did the call. He was actually an Air Force veteran as well, went to Vietnam. He used to do the calling where you tell how many hamburgers you're making at rush hour, how many fries you need. He would call it out. It's more computerized today. But see, if I can say that about the people I worked with, there was also a person from my high school. I had a great schedule. I was out of school every day at 10:45 and I was a senior because I was ahead on my credits. And I'd work from 11 to 2 at McDonald's in the noon rush hour. Then I'd come back to school and go to practice or whatever sport that was. I had a good life. I had some money and I had a lot of freedom. It was pretty cool. And I remember those people. Kamala Harris can't name you one person. Not one. She couldn't name you one person. She's a liar. And she got caught in her lie. That's who these people are. And I wanted to show you this contrast here and this hypocrisy. I mean, I don't know how many people have died in Ukraine. I know Russia's lost 300,000 soldiers. The Ukrainian civilian casualties are off the charts. My heart goes out to those people. Yes, their leadership. We want to talk about Hitler. They're Nazis or neo-Nazis. They're dictators. They're brutal. They kill journalists that oppose them. And that's the people that she wants to send weapons to defend. And Donald Trump wants to bring peace. And this woman who gets the Peace Award wants to bring war. We live in a crazy upside down world, don't we? Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Problem, solution, expert. That sets us apart from a lot of the shows. And we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time.